March 22nd, 2006.
Blind, cool, tech. The show where life,
hey y'all,
technology,
hello,
and blindness.
Hello. Is anyone here? I can't see anything.
Comes together.
Please welcome your host, Larry Scoopcom.
Hey yo, how are you? We're at the CSUN, we're not at the CSUN convention. We're at the Marriott Hotel. It's pretty early in the morning. And I wanted to just show you around the Marriott a little bit while it's quiet out there. And I don't know, kind of show you techniques for exploring, especially when you've been to a place like this before, because you can't know it all. So, for instance, I'm on the other end of the building, not really close to the dog where I can let the dog out, but I've been here so many times it's pretty easy to find it, but I've not been out some of these doors on this side. And it turns out, I went looking last night, and it's really, I'm probably going to end up better off going down to where I've been going before. All you dog guide users know that door that heads out to the parking lot out there. So we're going to, I'm getting my shoes on, and Jake says, all right, let's go on out. Hi, little buddy. He's a good dog. I would get you all riled up, but I think I would rather go outside first, okay, little buddy? I don't want to get riled up after eating a big meal and being sleeping all night without going to the bathroom. Don't want to do that. So we found a stairway, and I'm on the main floor. I really prefer the lower level, and I'm going to go down to the lower level to take Jake out. But what I'd like to do, in addition to showing you around a little bit about the hotel, is to let you come to the CSUN conference with me. I may not be able to I certainly won't be able to record every session and everything that's going on, but hopefully give you a little flavor for it. And next year, you know, maybe our recording technology will be more accessible and easier to use. I will tell you, this MicroTrax, the way it is right now, is a pain to use. So you've really got to decide that you want to record something and then just keep recording it. Okay, we're going to go ahead and head on out of here. These are pretty nice rooms. I wish the windows would open, or there was a balcony or something, but that's why I like the ones on the ground floor. There's a door right out of the room, out into the parking lot, or to the pool, which is even better. Step out and get some fresh air or whatever. All right. Let's get Jakey harnessed up here. Bathrooms to the right, sliding doors to the left. We've got Jake's harness hanging on the door handle here. Along with a piece of paper, which I'm going to set in here on the sink. Probably one of those do not disturb signs or whatever. I'm going to put that over little buddy's head. And clip that on his collar, huh, little buddy? And that was the leash I clipped on his collar, and I'm buckling his harness. And we're going to go out the door and take a left and go down a few doors. And there's a stairwell. And I am going to make sure this door locks. Let's make sure I have my key first. Yes. Let's go left. And there's a little ramp here. Good point, buddy. Just like there is on the ground floor. We passed up the stairwell, Jacob. Left. Good boy. You didn't see anyone coming this stairwell. Good doggy. Now there's a door that goes outside to the left. But we're going to go to the right and go out the back way. Yeah, there you go, little buddy. There you go. Right. Yeah. Now we're on the ground floor, going up the ramp. Just to get the ramp. Good toy, little buddy. So I said rooms to the left and right. Good toy, little buddy. And pools to the left. On the other side of these rooms, it's all open. This is a big square around the pool. What have we got underfoot here? Some plastic or something? It's like what you wrote in your chair or something. Let's go straight. Oh, that's what it's taking. Dang! Let's see what we got. It's too bad. Dangerous, this little corner of it sticking up there. Better off without that. Not the plastic at all. Alright, little buddy. You know, I didn't have a jacket out here, but fortunately, I don't need it. And I hope y'all don't mind, but I'm going to smoke a cigarette. I always get a no-smoking room because I honestly don't like the smell either. Good boy, little buddy. It's a beautiful morning. I would guess 60s maybe, low. Yeah, 60s. These are also pretty big streets around here. And we're very close to the airport. In fact, usually you can hear planes going over and you can see them. And which means we're also very close to the coast, but somehow we never managed to get much time to get out there. This, by the way, is a great conference. I hope I can do it somewhat justice. Yeah, I'm out here in short sleeves. So we walked around a little bit, last night, had dinner with an old friend, and we're going to go to the keynote this morning at 7:30. Right now, it's probably not even 5 yet. I've got to go work on yesterday's podcast. I just passed out last night when I got home. 5:15, okay. But, I mean, that's 8:15 to me. And I did have a good snooze on that plane. I ordered some of those church audio mics that Debbie Norton demonstrated. So hopefully you'll be hearing some more of those. I was hoping they'd be there by the time I left yesterday, but they weren't. You gonna look around over here, Jakey? What about out in the parking lot? I really want you to go. Number two is there, I guess. That's it. Good boy. Let's go around. That's it, little buddy. So this is about as quiet as you're ever going to see it around here. Not much traffic at all, but these are some big streets. The one I was facing was now behind me is Century Boulevard. I believe it's Boulevard. All right, Jake. So, I hope we will be bringing you the keynote. Just going to try to record it. I mean, we'll record it. I'll just have to get permission to play it. And it may not be interesting to you. Let's go back inside. Good duck. Steps up. Oh, you want to go over here? All right. You can check this out. There you go. One thing that helps keep you oriented is the traffic. Although, now I'm a little disoriented. Oh, okay, I'm good. Oh, yeah, got some good news. We're going to get an FTP server back up like we were talking about with, write only. You don't get to see what you have up there, so nobody will be able to get stuff you've uploaded ahead of time. But we're trying to smooth things out where it'll be a little bit quicker to get them up there, especially for you people that are regular contributors to the Blindfold Tech. You gonna do anything, little buddy? Go ahead. Come on. But bear with us. It's taking us a little bit longer than I thought it was going to. Got a couple of neat podcasts coming up. They're probably out before this one even. The interview with Lindy Martin that Paul Hopkins did, and then the piece on pretty good privacy and how to sign your email that Chris Ekstrom did. I guess this show's kind of, I hope this isn't like Chris Rockwell's show, The Daily Dump. I come out here each day and talk to you while Jake takes his time. But it is a good place to talk with you. And Jake doesn't mind sniffing around in the bushes a little bit. I won't go into any descriptions or anything. In case you hadn't heard of this, this guy does a podcast called The Daily Download. And I have actually not even heard one, but I guess he sits on the toilet and pontificates or whatever while he's doing his constitution. all set up, I hope to give you some recordings of some sessions and some interacting. Got a few people we're going to meet out here. Daryl, David, Tanner. Certainly hope to meet up with Jeff. That sounds like LA. Yeah, on that walking around in the airport, well, I probably really kind of mentioned it. I thought both those ladies had told me wrong, but they both were telling me right. I just didn't know about, you know, one of them said, go that way, and the other one said, go that way, but what I wanted was in the middle of them, missed that part about the turn there that the guy gave me. That was excellent. Unfortunately, too, I had to turn off the recorder, or actually I just unplugged the microphone, which you're probably not supposed to do, while it was going through the scanner. I should have just left it inside the bag with the microphones. I don't know why I didn't. So I don't have any presentations at CSUN this year. I plan on attending several of them. In fact, as soon as I get back to the room, I'm going to get the latest schedule off the web. Don't see any good wireless access here, which is surprising. I guess I need to do another scan. Yeah, come to think of it, I was just showing my preferred points. Yeah, I didn't even hook up last night. It was pretty late our time. It really does take a day or two to get adjusted to a 3-hour difference. All right, little buddy. Let's go on back in. Since I... Oh, there we go. Good for it. Okay. Let's see, I need to find the trash can here. Okay, good dog. I think that door's even open. Tell you what, we'll just walk up to the desk and tell these people this thing is fucked up like this. Buddy. Oh, the ice machine. Let's go straight. Good boy. You are unbelievable, little buddy. You are doing so good. Jake's one of these guys. You have to... You don't want to push him. Look around, and when he sees it, you can feel him kind of jerking. Oh, yeah. Let's go left. We're down the ramp. Let's go left. There you go. Good boy. That's it. Now we're going up the stairs. I'm going to try to find the front desk up here. Good morning. Hey, you work here?
I work here.
Maybe you can tell whoever needs to know. You know, they put down some plastic or something down there on the door that goes to the outside parking lot on the ground.
For dogs?
I don't know why it's there, but what's happened is it's the seams of it are sticking up, and it's sticking up like about that high, and people are going to trip over it. So I don't
know.
Where's
that? It's on
on that floor. Lower level, and then you go to that hall. It's all the way to the other side. I don't know about this hall. You can go out that door that's going into the parking lot. You know where I'm talking about?
They do the renovation on a swimming pool.
This is the hall that's outside the swimming pool. I'm talking about on the other side.
Okay. So what is it on the first floor? Down?
No, on the lower level. On that hallway that goes out, those doors that go to the parking lot out there.
Yeah, that's because they put something to swimming pool, and they're working on a swimming pool. They go from outside
to the swimming pool.
They don't want to damage the carpet
or something.
But I saw it also.
Somebody.
Yeah, I will tell somebody, maybe the manager. I don't know my manager.
All right, thanks. Let's go straight.
Good morning.
How about... So we could go ahead and go straight. Take a right. Straight. This is the floor we're on. This is where the elevators are. Good dog, buddy. Yeah. Just gonna go straight on down. I like getting the room where you don't have to deal with the crowd at the elevators. In fact, that's a good boy. That's it, my buddy. We're going to take a left. You know what? I think we passed one. There you are. Yeah, we did. It's up here, buddy. Right. There you go. Right. There you go. Good boy. Right. You don't want to get those stairs, do you? Oh, we don't want the stairs. We're out of room. Good gosh. One more, buddy. Keep going. I'm not too good at finding the room today. Good boy. We got the fire window there to mark our room. That's kind of nice. Just put your hand on the wall. All right, nobody. Ooh, it's warm in here. Let's make sure you got some water. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for right now. And we'll keep you guys posted and be giving you reports on the way. Enjoy talking with you.
Visit us on the web at www.blindcooltech.com. Send an email to blindcooltech@gmail.com or leave a comment on our comment line at 206-984-9203.